Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The phrase forbidden door became wrestling syntax this decade when the arrival of All Elite Wrestling brought with it the chance to shake things up. Not only was the company gunning for the top spot of the American wrestling scene that the WWE had had a stranglehold on for so long, but they were doing it by joining forces with all the other little guys. With Tony Khan having now formally announced that the stars of AEW and New Japan will be coming together for a joint pay-per-view this June, the possibilities really are endless for this aptly titled Forbidden Door event. I'm Cy for WhatCulture.com and these are 10 AEW and New Japan dream crossover matches. Number 10. CM Punk vs. Hiroshi Tanahashi. Hiroshi Tanahashi has a claim to be called the best in the world, with record-setting title reigns, multiple G1 Climax tournament victories, and the honour of the title of Wrestler of the Decade in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. It seems as though Tanahashi may have seen and done it all. He's never faced CM Punk, though. Now, that's not entirely fair, as CM Punk has missed out on facing a lot of Japanese talent, not having wrestled in that part of the world outside of WWE tours for two whole decades. With the Second City Saint finally returning to the ring after 7 years away, he has more fresh matches to pick from than most. Still, it's hard to imagine Punk balking at a challenge from the Ace of the Universe, especially on his current trajectory towards championship gold. Ever the shining example of goodness, Hiroshi Tanahashi would be the perfect foil for CM Punk to bring back some heel tendencies, both into his storyline and the match itself. Number 9. Darby Allin vs. El Desperado. Darby Allin often finds himself the topic of conversation among veterans when it comes to who they'd like to get into the ring with. We've seen it previously on screen with Sting aligning himself with a daredevil, and with CM Punk's first in-ring match since his sudden WWE departure. Darby Allin has a great look, a unique moveset, a hell of a lot of guts, and a willingness to put his body on the line. All of these things and more make him the perfect opponent for New Japan's very own maniac, El Desperado. Deathmatch Despy, as he's lovingly called by his fans, is violent and ruthless and not afraid to go to some pretty extreme lengths to get his win. A member of the Vicious Suzuki Goon stable assures that he's got the kind of strikes to flip Darby's small frame inside out, and the best kind of Darby match is a Darby match where he gets the snot kicked out of him before he makes the babyface comeback. Whether this match gets any bells, whistles, or gimmicks to make it even more extreme is irrelevant. Both of these men know how to use their body as a weapon. Number 8. Young Bucks vs. Guerrillas of Destiny vs. Red Dragon vs. Sonata and Takagi. Something that both New Japan and AEW pride themselves on is their focus on tag team wrestling, which is why it's no surprise that during their time in the Japanese promotion, the Young Bucks managed to carve a path that made them one of the most talked about units in the world. But sometimes you're only as good as your competitors in the wrestling business, and it was clashes against teams like the Guerrillas of Destiny and Los Ingobernables de Japón where the Bucks really showed their shine before they left for Pastor's new stateside in 2019. Whilst it could be enough just to see these old foes face off, the real drama comes when injecting something fresh into the mix. Always stepping into Matt and Nick Jackson's spotlight, Red Dragon will be getting a fresh matchup against both of these New Japan teams. Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish have had their experiences in the promotion in the mid-2010s, but they never crossed paths with either of these hard-hitting tag team specialists. So all four blended together could be something special indeed. Number 7. Kenny Omega vs. Jay White. Cross-promotion affairs are indeed a way for us salivating fans to see something we've never seen before, but they can also be used to effectively reignite previous rivalries and remember great moments of the past. With Kenny Omega's long history in New Japan over the last decade, he's faced many opponents from different eras, but few deserve a revisit more than his clash with Jay White. Previously meeting at New Japan's The New Beginning in Sapporo show in January 2018, Omega dropped the IWGP American Championship to emerging talent Jay White as the Best Bout Machine began his final year in the company. More than that, the 30-minute match exceeded all expectations. With White at the height of his pomp right now, and as the leader of the previously Omega-led Bullet Club, sparks would be certain to fly if the two stepped into the ring once more. Number 6, Jurassic Express versus Yoshihashi and Hirooki Goto. If you're going to cross-promote, you want to not only show the depth of your talent roster, but also the importance and prestige of your championships. At the time of writing, the tag champions in both AEW and New Japan are so diametrically opposed that it would without doubt make for an interesting spectacle. Then again, that implies that anyone in the wrestling landscape today is at all anything like the tiny high-flying Jungle Boy and powerful half-man, half-dinosaur Luchasaurus. It's still real to me, dammit. More than that, though, sometimes the unexpected can surprise you, and whilst it's not the immediately obvious dream match, it certainly has potential to over-deliver. IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Champions Goto and Yoshihashi represent a new challenge for Jurassic Express as a first-time matchup and something unexpected. Yoshihashi's jack-of-all-trades style and Goto's punishing neck-based offense would put AEW's tag champs on the back foot, which is exactly where they excel. Number 5, Orange Cassidy versus Toru Yano. Wrestling is inherently ridiculous, and as such, we need to celebrate it at its most silly. Enter characters such as Orange Cassidy, who, in his tenure at AEW, has won over many unbelievers with his gimmick of the lazy slacker who sometimes actually bothers to take his hands out of his pockets to fight. New Japan have, meanwhile, had one of the most successful comedic wrestlers to ever put on tights under their umbrella for over 20 years. Even today, Toru Yano finds new ways to make fans laugh and to squeak out an unfair win. Yano's penchant for bribery and out-of-the-box thinking may actually bring a new side out of Orange Cassidy that we've never seen before, and more than anything, it would be interesting to see Yano go up against a combatant who seems to want to fight even less than he does. Number 4, Aussie Open versus FTR. There's just something exciting about pairing up tag teams that are, whilst in totally different stages of their career, both continually building momentum. Kyle Fletcher and Mark Davis, collectively known as Aussie Open, have been on a tear in the last few years, ripping up the indie scene and picking up titles in Rev Pro, Dub X Dub, and Progress. One half flips and one half hard striking, it's no surprise that Will Ospreay handpicked them for his United Empire and brought them to New Japan, where the stable defeated the Bullet Club on their first attempt. Meanwhile, stateside, FTR have made the most of their post-WWE years, grinding away at their craft that seamlessly combines both old-school mat-style wrestling with a new era of high-flying and complex offense. Dax and Cash have been so good, in fact, that they've done the rarest of things and organically turned themselves from despicable baddies into crowd favorites. They're at the peak of their power, and they deserve a pair of very hungry opponents. Number 3, Andrade El Idolo versus Tetsuya Naito. Once upon a time, a man by the name of La Sombra helped to form a pro wrestling stable called Los Ingobernables. 7 years later, and much history in the rearview mirror, the Japanese wing of this faction has become one of the classic mainstay groups in New Japan. That man's name is now Andrade El Idolo, and he works with All Elite Wrestling. Despite being the origin of the Tranquilo gimmick that sees Andrade as permanently chill and too cool for rules, the word is also synonymous with LIJ's now longtime leader. Tetsuya Naito and Andrade both emanate an attitude that needs to be reunited. The hilarity of the two trying to get under each other's skin to make the other crack their cool exterior is too perfect to pass up, especially as former stablemates who have never squared off against each other. More than this, both men are more proficient between the ropes than most give them credit for, and together they may have the potential to out-wrestle any other dream match you can think of. Number 2, Moxley and Danielson versus Suzuki and Ishii. Tomohiro Ishii and Minoru Suzuki seem intertwined in a strange way. As two pillars of New Japan's strong style, the foes have had matches against one another so hard-hitting it could make anyone blush, and they still wouldn't be as red as Suzuki and Ishii's chests. More recently, with the formation of the burgeoning AEW, both have crossed the ocean to inflict that violence on fresh faces. Suzuki in particular has had a few matches in All Elite Wrestling, suffering defeat at the hands of both Jon Moxley and Bryan Danielson. However, in 2022, these two wrestlers are aligned under the banner of the Blackpool Combat Club and are looking to show the world what real violence is. So who better than Suzuki and his longtime rival Tomohiro Ishii? Number 1, Hangman Page versus Kazuchika Okada. The idea of New Japan's Rainmaker crossing paths with the roster of AEW is enough to make you salivate. The sheer amount of dream matches for this man, who almost certainly represents the peak of Japan's premier wrestling company, is mind-numbing. Truly, we could have written 10 entries about Okada dream matches and called it a day. To pick one specifically, though, in all fairness, was quite obvious. Kazuchika Okada, the reigning and defending IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, should face the man who shares the same spot at the peak of his respective mountain. Kazuchika Okada is one of the most decorated New Japan stars of all time and enters with all the pageantry that he can be afforded. Conversely, Adam Page considers himself the millennial cowboy, a working man who had to struggle to overcome his own demons and his friends to get his hands on AEW's biggest prize. Hangman is just starting to cut his teeth, and Okada has beaten everyone who has stood before him. It's a clash between the rising star and one of the best of all time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.